So I've just sat down and I've come to the stand at East Midlands Innovation, bringing bright ideas to life. We've got a lovely little catalogue, and at the bottom it says funded by East Midlands Development Agency. I'm sitting with, sorry, Sustainable Construction iNet. My bad, sorry. I'm sitting with Gillian. Hello.
Hello.
Tell me a little bit more about the Sustainability Construction iNet. Sounds very technology geeky, I'm sure it's not.
Yeah, well, iNet stands for Innovation Network. The idea is that we help SMEs, small medium enterprises across the East Midlands, broadly linked to sustainable construction. We do that in a number of ways. We've got free events to attend that are based in the East Midlands, and they provide a networking opportunity as well as finding out about different topics linked to sustainability. So there's topics on green roofs, different parts of building regulations that are affected by sustainability. Another way that we can assist companies is through funding, and that is for helping them with the development of a new product. So we can assist with about £7,000 of funding that needs to be matched either in kind or in cash, and that's to help them with the next stage of a product development, so whether that's research or certification, prototyping as well, and we can hopefully make them make that successful, and that will hopefully increase the number of jobs and income in the area, which is essentially what we've been put in place to do.
Okay, so who are you working with at the moment?
We've got a number of companies that we are working with to help them through the application stage, anything from sort of rainwater harvesting, efficient light bulbs. We've worked in the past with companies that have built with straw bales, and we've part-funded their testing of getting it life cycle tested to see how it compares with traditional building products. There's other ones that have had renewable a control system for renewable and sustainable energy control.
Okay.
A guy that had an idea for a brick that didn't require mortar, so it looks a bit like a Lego brick.
Okay.
But the idea is it's reducing the waste, and we part-funded him to get a prototype made, and then that prototype's obviously better to show a potential client than a drawing on a piece of paper.
Okay. Sounds fabulous. This is a great job.
Excellent.
You must really love this.
A bit Dragon's Den-like, really.
No, it's great. So, I mean, one of the things that I'm doing next year, we're trying to find the funding at the minute, and I need 25,000 in the next 75 days. One of the things about the Living Arc, that has a hybrid system already on board. One of the interesting things that's coming out of the Jubilee campus is that they've got a smart grid, or it's the world's first smart grid. So you plug it in a device and it tells you what device it is and how long it needs power for. So I think there might be something there that we can put together. I mean, I didn't even realise this fund existed. So on the front it says 2007 to 2010. What's the deal for 2011?
We've got funding until the end of this financial year. As of the following year, we are still not knowing, really,
okay.
In the dark.
Okay.
So hopefully we will, but can't say one way or the other. So
okay.
There's funding now and it's there to be had, and, but obviously with the end of the financial year rapidly approaching, we need to get some of the funds out there. There's projects already on the go, but there's still a pot of money that could be accessed.
Okay, then I'll be getting in touch.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Jimmy.
All right then, thanks.
Thank you.